Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Open minds on cosmic lines. To call in to future episodes, the number is 1-833-703-0424. The show is recorded live the second and fourth Sunday of every month. Please subscribe to Alien Theorists Theorizing on YouTube to watch it live, or patreon.com/alientheoristspodcast to watch on demand. The cosmic channels are open. That's Braden. I'm Zell. That's Dan. This is Cosmic Channels.
Hey, you know the rules. Fuck you. Call us 1-833-703-0424. We want all your calls.
And just like that, we got a caller on the line right now. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, fuck you, call us.
Hell
this
yeah.
Is, this is Exalted One. Indiana.
So your name was Indiana? Or you're from Indiana?
Yeah, my name is Indiana and my state is Exalted One.
Oh, no, Indiana was the dog's name.
All right, yeah, Exalted One on our Discord. We appreciate the support.
Long time supporter, man.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Second time calling. Love you guys.
Hey, we appreciate it.
Hey, we love you too.
All right. So let's just go ahead and get into it. I used the Exalted One name instead of my own because obviously Indiana has got some rules, got some laws. Not good.
Okay.
Fair enough. So we're having a nice time at a very good friend's house. Him, his wife, maybe seven other folks, maybe eight, ten, so or so. You know, we're having a good time. We're listening to music. We're playing video games. We're drinking and smoking. Like you do in Indiana.
Like you do.
There you go. Eventually, basically everybody who was at this shindig walked home. They walk home, and because I live a little further away from the location, I crash at my friend and his wife's home. They allow me to sleep on the couch. And when we wake up, all three of us have three very similar, and this is going to be hard to explain, but it's three parallel cuts at various parts of our body.
Ooh, what?
So when I woke up, I had three cuts on my toe. My very best friend, who I will not divulge the name.
Wait, what toe?
Three cuts.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Tell us the toe.
What? Which toe? Like, are we talking little pinky toe?
It was actually my right foot's, I guess, index toe.
Okay, second toe in.
Is that the, I like to call that one the usurper.
Why?
People who know why.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna chalk it up to a comic book reference that I don't understand.
No, it's because it's sometimes that toe is longer than the big toe and there's a power struggle.
All right.
Oh, I got that toe.
Yeah, monkey so you toe. Have a usurper toe.
You get the monkey toe. Right?
Okay, I got the monkey toe. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So my best friend, who was a boy, man, whatever. He's a boy. He's man. a man boy.
Man child.
Yeah. All right.
He had his on his lower back, and then his wife had hers on her upper back. Now, the thing is that the wife fell asleep first, I fell asleep second, and then my very best friend, the man boy, fell asleep third. There was nobody else in the house, and we locked up.
Mm.
Okay. And so our original kind of thought, consensus on what had happened was some ghost. But since we all kind of had lost time, we cannot rule out
E.T.
a possible maybe abduction kind of experimentation. And that's the story. That's it.
So where were the cuts on your friends?
Say what?
Where were the cuts on your friends? So yours was on the usurper toe.
Sure. my buddy's was on the lower half of his back, right below. Man, I wish Andrew was here because he could tell me what the, you know, what you have, the atlas and then the cervical and the whatever on your spine. It's basically right before your butt.
Yeah,
and
lumbar.
Then his, oh, thank you.
We don't need Andrew.
And then
we got this.
And then
we all act like we don't know what, we give him the spotlight when he's here.
Gotta give
but
him.
There were three cuts in a parallel, identical, matching, kind of uniform-looking fashion that appeared at various points of our body.
Weird. So
I don't know if it's poltergeist or ghost or it was abduction.
When we're talking cuts, though, are we talking like paper cuts? Or are we talking like needed stitches? Like
you're looking at no shit for real. Like somebody fucking like took a knife to me. They were pretty deep. My bad for the language. Whatever.
No apologies.
Yeah, watch your fucking mouth.
How dare you fucking swear on this show?
Yeah. God damn it.
Fucking swear to God. Hey, by the way, may I just say, this one's to you boys. Thanks so much for pulling through and being a great show.
Hey, man. We try our best. We appreciate the support. Been around a long time. Before we let you go, though, so you said you have no idea, like poltergeist, alien, ET, what do your friends
think?
Wait, one question.
What kind of shoes were you wearing?
Are you kidding? I wasn't wearing shoes. I was fucking going to sleep.
You were sleeping?
No, but oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like before, like when you're at your friend's house, when you guys walked home?
No. Everybody else walked home. I live.
Oh, you were still
away.
There.
Hey, does your friend? Were you playing? And this is going to sound crazy. Were you playing with a cockatiel that day?
What? That does sound crazy. I wasn't expecting that.
Hold up. Did you? Were you playing with a cockatiel at all?
I don't know what a cockatiel even
it's
is.
It's like a little one of those birds. Ooh. Little birds.
Really annoying bird.
People have pets.
Super annoying.
That's a cockatoo, right?
No, cockatiel is the little ones. The little ones, the yellow feather at the top.
And they got the little flip on the top?
Yeah.
Were you playing with any kind of pet bird?
God damn it.
They had a dog, but she was
That's not a bird.
Rated, unfortunately.
All right, so no on the bird front.
No on the bird front.
And the reason I asked is because they got the three little claws and the back claw. And so I'm thinking if one you were playing with one and it did a little claw on you, which I've had cockatiels. And sometimes that's the only thing that I can think that where you maybe got three perfect little cuts right? I'm just trying to rule out so we don't have people going like, whoa, it's cockatiels, obviously.
That's the first thing people go to. He's talking deep cuts, though. We're talking deep cuts.
What kind of shoes were you wearing at the party? I still didn't even cut shoes.
Well, I don't understand why the shoes have to do with people having cuts on their back.
On their feet.
Some got it on their back, though.
No, one of them got him on his feet.
One of them on his back, though.
Yeah, my first thought was that for sure, you know, like maybe they went upstairs and he woke her up. Perhaps they got a little risque, you could say. And,
it can happen.
You know, they fucked, you know, and a little bit of scratching, but the shape and the size of all 3 inch cuts on my toe, which would make no fucking sense because we're not swingers.
That you want to admit.
Matched.
There are laws in Indiana.
Yeah, there are laws.
No, that's pretty. Does wake up with cuts? I mean,
strange.
Maybe they got one of your friends is a fucking psychopath running around there slicing people.
It's a ghost cockatiel. You got it.
Phantom. It's phantom cockatiel.
Phantom cockatiel. Or a fucking alien abduction story. Honestly, I couldn't tell you because.
Well, it's a phantom cockatiel or an alien cockatiel. It's one of the two. Boom. Like, we nailed it. Solved.
Have you ever had weird dreams afterwards, though? Like, do you ever have, like, weird, like, after missing that time and stuff?
I have weird dreams every fucking night. But we were all fucked up. All right. Let me just go ahead and lay that out.
Well, that's fine.
The cuts are interesting. The matching cuts are where I'm hung up. Hypnotic regression, that's the only thing you gotta do. Go see Sprinkles.
No, Sprinkles is toast, man. RIP Sprinkles.
Find some hypnotic regression. Let us know. If you need to unlock those memories.
If you want to make things worse, go.
if you can find one in Indiana, I'll try to hit it up, but.
No, there are laws in Indiana.
Hold on. Wait for it. Give me 1 second here. Indiana.
Originally, I was supposed to actually say I'm right between, you know, somewhere in between Michigan and Kentucky.
All right, buddy. You got a pen on you?
you find what? Hypnosis?
Oh, yeah. It was really easy.
Might as well just go ahead and fucking write it down on my phone. Just let me
all
know.
Right. So this is called the Indy Hypnosis Center. It's in Indiana. The phone number is 317-502-5293. And you can make an appointment. There's actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
You're good.
Every you throw a rock, you're getting hypnotized, my friend. You'll have no problem.
Oh man, there's actually one really close to us. Internet opens at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Get in line.
Let us know how it goes.
All right, brother. Hey, thanks for calling in. We got to keep the show rolling, but we appreciate all your support, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Right on, man. Appreciate y'all.
Okay, have a good night.
Take it easy.
Bye.
Bye. Hey. Big shout out to Shadower C for giving us a 99-cent tip and then followed that up with a $4.99 tip. Thanks. I've been drinking all day. I just finished my Coke or else I'd, but I will remember to have a beer, a sip of my beer when I go out and have one after.
All right. Okay. I think we got the call situation figured out. So if you're watching live, you want to call in, you know what to do. Fuck you, call us. On this long weekend, at least in Canada.
I hope he does the hypnosis. I mean, I hope it's not bad for him. I hope it answers questions. Like, that'd be the worst. He's like, this has ruined my life. Like, but it'd be cool if you're like, holy shit, I remember. That's cool. And then we get a cool story out of it. That would be the best case scenario.
Yeah. He calls back. He calls back and he gives us like a Betty and Barney Hill. Like, the aliens are from this place in the galaxy, and this is what they look like, and this is what they want.
Or he calls back and he's like, I should have never done that. We're not alone. Like,
now I can't eat potato chips. But good news, I stopped smoking. Right. I don't even know. Actually, I'm not even sure if they do. I'm not sure if they do. You know what? I'm sure they do.
For smoking, they do 100%.
Well,
oh yeah,
my auntie got done.
Right.
Didn't work. Would,
like, oh shit! Shadowers, he wants. Okay, hold on. I got to run and grab a drink. Shadow, he gave us another tip here. I got to get a drink so I can have a sip. Is there a caller on the line?
No, but for future episodes, maybe we'll leave it to the end. So, or else we're just going to tell people you say 99 cents, take over the show. I got a beer right here, though, for Shadow Mercy while we're waiting for a call. Let me fucking bring this up here. Wait for Braden.
Yeah, it is about 9 in the morning here, so I do not have any
alcohol. Little early for Dan.
He gave a $4.99, not 99 cents.
Okay, we got a caller, I think, on the line right now. Let's bring him on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello.
Welcome.
Can you hear me? I'm calling from Illinois.
Yes, we got you.
We got you.
Yes, we can hear you all the way from Illinois.
A distant Illinois.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't say I was on the phone. No, never mind. Bad joke. I just tested positive for COVID this morning, so I got fuzz brain. But I do have a story which involves history of having premonitions in our dreams.
Well, wait, 1 second.
You can stop me. You can kick me off right now if you want. That's fine.
You were dreaming when it happened?
No. My sister had a dream.
Are you about to tell us a story about a dream?
Well, no. It's something that, it was a premonition. About 20 years ago, my sister had this dream. She has a redheaded daughter, and our grandmother had red hair, right? Okay. And my grandmother came to my sister in this dream and said, go get your daughter and bring her to me. I want to see her. Okay. That's kind of freaky. So my sister went and got her daughter in the dream and brought it to grandma. And grandma says, no, it's not your time. Go back with your mother. Okay. So my sister wakes up. She's in a sweat. She's freaking out. And that day, her husband, who works in construction, is supposed to take her daughter to the work site with her because the child daycare was closed. Okay. So she goes, you keep an eye on her and don't let her out of your sight all day. Okay. So he takes my niece to the daycare, to the work site. He's working on a house, and that day they're going to be working on the electricity. And he's watching her all day long. And then in the middle of the day, she's gone. He can't find her. Okay. And he's racing around looking for her, screaming out her name. And he finds her, and she's got a screwdriver, and she's about to stick it into a live light socket.
Ooh. Oh, no.
So he grabs her, and he takes her, and he doesn't tell my wife. He doesn't tell my sister about this because he's like, oh, she's going to kill me if she finds
me. Yeah, no shit.
She's going to ask me to kill me. And you know what? So my niece, one of the smartest kids I ever know, she's talking with her mother, and she goes, you know what, Mommy? Don't take a screwdriver and put it in the light socket. So
good advice. I mean, good advice.
But the whole thing is like it's like I've also been visited by my father as a ghost in a dream, and he said things to me. I'm not going to go into that because that's not this story. This is the best story that we have about this, where she was visited by our grandmother, who coincidentally has red hair, and my niece has red hair. And the grandmother said, "You keep an eye on her." Or I actually didn't say that. The grandmother said, no, it's not your time.
It's not your time. Mm. Interesting. It's like a premonition that something was going to happen. Yeah. Weird.
Yeah. So,
and then that it was the next day, like that next day, that's what happened?
It was the day she woke up in the cold sweat that it was that day to take the kid to the work site.
Oh, weird.
Interesting. Wow.
So,
weird.
Now, creepy. I've been wondering and wanting to tell you guys this story for over a year, but I'm like, you guys don't want to hear dreams. You guys don't want to hear dreams, but this is not really a dream. I mean, a dream is part of it.
It's a little bit premonition. I like the premonition part of it.
Good angle.
The police turned the corner. They were looking. I thought they were here for a second. They were looking for someone else.
Yeah.
No.
So it was all right. No, it's interesting. Those kind of things are weird when you have, you know, those kind of things, and then something like that happens. It's just interesting. What it means? Mystery.
I don't know what it means, man. I just think that it's a premonition, and if there is life after death, it's possible. My sister, either my sister was reached out to from the, beyond the veil, or who knows, you know, or maybe she's psychic and she just, you know, she picked up a premonition by herself.
Did she know that? Did she know that her daughter was going to? Was this arranged? This prearranged, like her to go to the construction site? So you knew about it?
But her daughter goes to the construction site all the time because her husband works construction. So, yes.
But was it like you said, it was like a special day? Like there we go, they're prearranged?
I know what you're saying, that because it was prearranged, if she was going to be with him all day, it's possible that she was just afraid of that and that's what all came through. That's a possibility. Hey, man, that's a possibility. But I can say that life is filled with possibilities. It's possible that she was reached to from beyond the veil. It's possible that she just had this thing in her heart that she felt was going to be bad, and she said that, and then that happened, and it was a coincidence. It's both are possible. I don't know if they're both equally possible. It's, you know, you're talking to somebody, man, I got a degree in philosophy, so I can go around in circles about this, on what it could be and what it couldn't be. I just think that it's really freaky that happened. It's only, my sister's had such, this isn't the only one, but this was the best story that I told you. Because the results of what happened were just like, oh my God. I mean, when I found out about it, because I was in college, I came back from college and I found out about it, I'm like, holy crap. That's the, you know, I don't know if there's a life after death, but it makes me think, it makes me ask that question. Maybe something's out there. Maybe there are people out there looking down on you when you masturbate. You gotta watch it.
But maybe you gotta watch it. Maybe it wasn't even your grandmother. Maybe it's just the grandmother is how your sister manifests her premonition or her precognizant abilities. Maybe it's not even your grandmother.
Okay.
It's just
your sister is just like has some. Yeah, that's interesting. I never thought about that. Like maybe she's just has some of this some ability, and that's how she like it manifests itself.
That's how it manifested itself. Yeah. So in order for her to understand it, that's amazing. It's just, I'm so glad I was able to tell you guys the story because I knew that you guys were about to, I knew you guys didn't like dreams, but it's not really a dream. It's not like she dreamt, and then it was good.
We don't necessarily love dreams, but we do love premonitions.
Okay.
Has she ever tried remote viewing?
No, she has not.
Should get her to try it.
Yeah.
To play with the Ouija board all the time when we were kids, but we never tried remote viewing.
Yeah, it's a really cool,
story. Is she listening right now?
No, she's not listening right now. She's not a fan. I'm a huge fan.
All right, next time you see her, just say, hey, what card am I thinking of? And I'm thinking of Ace of Spades. And just see if she says that. Just say, hey, what card am I thinking of? That's it's Ace of Spades. That's the answer. I want to know what happens there.
Okay, well, I'll call you all back if she gives the right answer.
All right,
man.
Thanks
for the
call.
Love
you guys. Hey, what happens when I go just to Tee Public and I order your guys' stuff? Do you guys get a piece of that, or does Tee Public get all of that?
We get a small piece.
We get a piece, but big things are coming in our merch store in about a month. We're changing it up. Okay. We're going to have some cool stuff. Maybe even possibly some Dan hats.
Everyone always asks for the Dan hat.
Like right there.
Because I want to get you guys as much money as possible.
Well, hey, we got PayPal, patreon.com/alientheorist podcast.
You want to sign over your whole paycheck? Like, that's all good.
Hey, go to your lawyer, put us in the will and testament.
I'm unemployed right now, but if I'm going to buy a couple t-shirts, the easiest way to buy them is for me is through TeePublic. But if I buy them through your website, do you guys get more?
No, just if you want to buy a shirt right now, buy from TeePublic. The TeePublic store, okay, I'll tell you right now, is closing in 8 days. And then you're going to have to wait till July 1st. But we're going to have some pretty cool stuff July 1st that you might want to hold off until that date.
Okay, man. You guys are great. Keep it up. Keep up the good work. You know, I want to tell you one thing. The one thing I find most amazing about you guys is you guys are great. You're funny. And you don't miss a week. You guys are always out there with new content.
We're grinding.
It's amazing to me.
We're grinding.
Put the time in. It's worth it.
Fun. Yeah. Still fun for us, so we just keep doing it.
I left a funeral to be here.
Right now, it might be the COVID talking, but I am flying on cloud nine just to be talking with you guys.
Oh, yeah. That means you're near death. Yeah. You got the bad COVID.
Yeah, go to the hospital.
Yeah, you should go to the hospital right now.
You're probably running like 101 fever right now. You're just
waiting to see if my grandmother going to pull me back from the edge. Okay. Yeah. Okay, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, man.
Take care of yourself.
Take care. Yep.
Bye.
Bye. A little premonition.
Right. Your boys don't miss a week. That's right.
We do not.
Fucking better recognize.
It has been a long time since we missed a week.
The Iron Man.
We keep going. Just keep on grinding.
Hey, turn that YouTube off.
Listener, can you turn your radio down?
All right. We got call on the line. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Exalted Indiana. Is there something in the box this week?
Oh, we're not playing in the box this week. Sorry.
Not playing. No,
in the box. No box.
Everyone wants to know the box.
You can't give people the box every week, you know, then they get used to it. You gotta give them the box, take away the box, give them the box, take away the box.
I mean, I think it would have been a sock and maybe a bottle of lotion.
I cannot neither confirm nor deny what would have been in the box tonight. All right, next caller, you're out. You're out, bye.
He can't put it in the box if he's using it.
Exactly. You can't see waist down right now. So I don't stand up on the show ever.
They can't see unless you lean a little further on the YouTube there.
Okay, Mr. Conspiracy.
See, you guys see this on air? Yeah.
Mr. Conspiracy makes a rare appearance on Cosmic Channels. Kind of duck. Hey,
you want to take the next call?
Okay, we're going to bring in Mr. Conspiracy here for the next call. If those of you who are new to the show haven't heard of Mr. Conspiracy...
Who hasn't heard of Mr. Conspiracy?
Everybody. You've been here in years.
What do you mean nobody's heard? Everybody's heard of Mr. Conspiracy.
I don't know, nobody, man. Knows who you are. You're a ghost.
We got the same hairstyle now, eh?
You just buzz it off, baby. Get rid of it.
Oh, I done fucked it up myself, and then I had to go right straight to number one.
Did you?
Just shaved into a mohawk.
I did a 9 mil. Just not too short. Just enough.
Trying to get...
Ooh, here we go.
All right. We got a caller.
Who are you? What do you want?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson. How stoned are you right now?
Willie Nelson.
I'm pretty stoned.
Hell yeah.
Fantastic.
That makes four of us. All right.
All right.
I've been looking for it all day.
Hell yeah, man. Thanks for the call. We got Mr. Conspiracy here, too.
That's why I called. I was watching live.
Hell yeah.
Mr. Conspiracy, what do you know about the fake alien invasion?
Which one?
It's a few. You want to get a few lined up?
Yeah. I need more details here, but
someone else said that. I don't know any more details than that. Other than that's what I heard.
What do you want? Antarctica off the shore of L.A. We got China. We got Russia.
Let's leave it up to you,
Leave
it up to Mr. Conspiracy.
Which one do you want to talk about? There is. At this point, I'd imagine there's hundreds around the globe.
Mr. Conspiracy, which one do you know the most about?
Well, I think the one that everybody knows has heard of is at least the Nazi one back from the old war that's under Antarctica.
I heard of that one, I think.
Yeah.
Well, we've all seen the pictures online. That must be true. You know, the weird open doors and
the flying the saucers. Pyramids.
Pyramids.
Flak 88s poking out of it. Yeah.
They got the hole in the bottom of the earth. You fly in.
Yeah, it's open. That's what it is, right? Under the flat earth, everything just falls off and there's a big portal underneath.
It's a donut earth, actually. You fly like through the planet on the inside of the planet.
That's where they keep the Nazi dinosaurs.
If you want to get scientific, it could be a donut.
Okay. That's what crazy. We know.
That's it. Yeah.
Did I answer your question?
I think you nailed it.
I'm still trying to process everything. I mean, the Nazi dinosaurs just threw me like far away.
Yeah, that happens to some people. It's hard to take in the fact that Nazis were breeding dinosaurs for purposes and stuff. And people think that they're large, that they're breeding large dinosaurs, but they're actually like the smaller ones. You know, your troodons, your velociraptors, and those ones. The smaller ones are using them for clandestine purposes, more subterfuge missions, sabotage. Those are because of their large, relatively large brain to body ratio. Those are the smarter ones you're going to get.
He's more easily trained.
Yeah, and people would think that, you know, dinosaurs in Antarctica won't work because they're cold-blooded. But as we know now, you know, it's a good chance that a lot of these dinosaurs were warm-blooded and they do have feathers. And specifically, they use like a melanistic breed. They usually darker colors since most of these dinosaurs could possibly have been nocturnal. So they use them for night missions and stuff like that.
Okay. Good to know.
Have you guys heard the conspiracy that the T-Rex arms are actually supposed to be folded backwards? Like wings?
Possible.
I mean, super small wings, no?
Yeah, like, well, maybe everything's not there, but some things may grow it over time. But like, everyone sees them as like, oh, they're tiny little arms out front, but if you fold them backwards, they look like turkey wings.
Maybe that would help with maneuvering.
Well, that's the thing, is like, this makes more sense for like, they'd have fairly decent sized wings that would stretch. Just we're just left with like the small arm bones of them.
I remember reading something that they said that they thought they were surprisingly more muscular. Like they used them out front. Like you think they're tiny little things, but these things were like they might have used them for
wings,
like ripping and
they
shredding.
Were used out back. That's why we find so many of their skeletons and nothing else is because they carnivored the shit out of the land back in the day.
Just they thought there was a lot of them.
Can you imagine if those motherfuckers could get off the ground? Like, tell me those weren't living dragons.
Maybe that's where the story comes from.
T-Rexes were, I think they said they're pretty successful. There was one headline I read that they said they thought they were like 20 million at some point, or some ridiculous
huge
amount
number.
Of like,
I read that too, actually.
Just, yeah.
Just imagine being a caveman back in those times if those things were airborne. You're fucked.
What was that called? I'm sorry?
I said, maybe they're the reptilian ancestors.
That's a good point. They kept evolving until they were smart, bipedal, reptilian overlords.
Right. We've been over this. The Mario Brothers movie is a documentary. It is 100% fact. John Leguizamo and fucking, Bob Hoskins went and fought dinosaur people in an alternate dimension.
What blows my mind is like all the weird conspiracies, everything like relates back to like the Nazis. Like they were into some weird shit.
They've been the bad guys for 70 years. So I mean, they've been the boogeyman for 70 years. You could run everything back to the Nazis if you really wanted to. Somebody has said something
about those motherfuckers.
Yeah, somebody has said something about the Nazis.
Huh?
Always. I played the Wolfenstein games.
All right, man. We're going to keep the lines rolling. Mr. Conspiracy is going to step out for a second, but he might bring you back before the end of the show here.
Anyways, thanks, guys. That was awesome.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. Have a good night.
Take care.
Bye.
You too, bud. Yep. Bye.
Good call.
Hey, Mr. Conspiracy brings nothing but gold to the show.
All I heard was, we're talking about the pyramids that we all know about, the Nazi and then something about turkeys.
T-Rex are actually just giant turkeys is what we came up with, I think.
Oh, mm-hmm. I turned the corner
turkeys
and I was, like,
terrifying.
I was like, this took a weird turn. I was like, I should have stuck around.
All right, let's bring another caller on. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Oh, we're doing well. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is I'm just gonna go with D. Most people know me by D. I'm actually in Michigan right now.
D in Michigan.
I'm originally from Texas, but I moved up here in Michigan a couple years ago. So
nice.
But I've been bugging you guys about over a year now about my story about the Lechusa. I don't know if you remember that or not.
The Lechusa. Oh, I'm drawing a blank. Refresh us.
So I'll tell you my story. It actually started since I was like 7 years old. My family and I actually we had some sad news about one of my mom's aunts passing away. So we went to a funeral in Mexico, and during the funeral, I don't know, I just had this weird vibe. I'm used to, you know, people passing and stuff like that, but I guess it was because it was, you know, somewhere in the middle of Mexico, and it's just, I wasn't familiar from the, you know, with the area and all that.
Right.
But I couldn't help get this weird feeling, like, you know, so, you know, you that feeling that someone's watching you even when you're in a crowd.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I had that ominous feeling the whole time I was there. I told my parents about it. I told my grandparents about it. They just said I was just, you know, just feeling the emotions because we lost somebody. Mm-hmm. And I just let it go and ignored it. So we were driving back to Texas. And of course, nature calls, we ought to use the bathroom. And in Mexico, you actually have to pay to go and use the bathroom and everything. So
couple pesos.
I was the only boy. What's that?
Just like is there someone at the front? Like you got to drop 5 pesos or something to use the bathroom?
Yep. Some have stuff like that. Some have turntiles, or some you actually just have to go purchase the toilet paper. It all depends on the area or the gas station or the restaurant you go to.
That's similar to spots in Thailand have that as well.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Same thing at my house for company.
Don't shit at Braden's house.
Be honest. I mean, shit, gas has gone up how much now?
Right. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Exactly. But like I was saying, we stopped at this one gas station, and we were driving like 3 different cars. So I was the only boy, of course, with my mom, my sisters, and my aunt. And so I get off to, you know, pay to go to the restroom. And I just feel like a tap on my shoulder. And I mean, it was like 2001, 2002. I was like 7 years old. And it was like, it was a weird feeling. It wasn't like a stranger tapping you. It was like someone you kind of knew. You know what I mean? Even, I don't know how to explain it. It's just like a feeling you already know. So I turn around, and it's just this tall, dark skin, very beautiful looking lady. But she reminded me of, the best way I can put it, she reminded me of Esmeralda from that Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Hunchback.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly the same. And it just freaked me out. I mean, I was a kid then. So of course I just seen Hunchback, Aladdin, all that. So that's just, I guess, what my mind went to right away. And I just remember she tapped me and she asked if she could go ahead and first. I'm like, yeah, sure. Like, I thought nothing. I was just more surprised that this lady just, you know, I was taken away by her, honestly. I was a little kid. I'm like, she seems familiar, but I don't know from where. And as soon as I said go ahead, she, like, honestly, it still scares me how it happened. She just kind of, like, dipped. She was like at least 6 foot. I'm 7 years old. I'm small. You know what I mean? So she literally dipped as fast as she could right next to my ear and whispered something. To this day, I can't remember what it is, but I've had just weird feelings and nightmares about it.
Mm.
And the whole trip back, I couldn't sleep. I wasn't comfortable for weeks after. I kept telling my grandparents about it, but they didn't believe me. My mom didn't believe me. I was like, well, I thought maybe it was just me. I was a kid. It was somewhere I didn't know. But then about maybe 4 or 5 months later, we were outside. We live on this 10-acre farm ranch in Texas. And we were just outside. We were doing some farm work. And I just started hearing my grandma yelling, like, to the top of her lungs. My grandma's the sweetest, quietest lady. She won't bug you. She won't say anything. But for her to hear her screech, it was terrifying. So we all ran to the back. And we just saw this big, big white owl in the middle of the day just attacking my grandma. Challenging her, scratching at her. My grandpa quickly came out, busted through the door. Literally, he always has a revolver on him. Shot it twice. It wasn't until the second time that it went down. And my grandma screaming, crying, literally just screaming in Spanish, lechuza, lechuza, basically meaning, you know, witch. It's a type of witch that can, transform or give itself an appearance of an owl or a flying creature. And I'm sorry, I'm kind of trembling right now because this shit still freaks me out.
That's a crazy story.
But after that, I mean, my grandma was just on the floor crying. My grandpa went to her. I had my sisters outside. We were all freaked out. About 5 seconds later, the thing gets back up and keeps going. It wasn't down. After getting shot twice, my grandpa had to hit it with a shovel. It wouldn't go down. Next thing you knew, the thing flew away.
Shot twice. And flies
away. Twice, hit with a shovel. It looked like it was just squirming, like it was dying, but then it just like got its composure and just took off. And we lived next to this orange grove, and it just went somewhere into the bushes. And I tell you, this was like 11 in the morning in Texas. You know, Bright. Never heard of anything like that.
And that was I've seen birds take some serious damage and keep functioning.
Like, two shots, though.
Two, but with it's a revolver?
Also, but also, like, owls are like 90% feathers. So I'm not sure, like, did you see blood, like, pop out of the back of that thing? Because I mean, if you look at an owl without feathers, like, he could have hit it and it could have passed through the feathers. Like, I'm just saying. Possibly.
That's a possibility. No, I understand. The only reason it freaked me out the most is because his head was like turning the whole time.
What about the shovel after, though?
Was there I'm just wondering, like, the location on the farm, was there wouldn't have been happened, like, was there a chance of like the like there was like a nest somewhere?
Honestly, we live in, you know, it's acres and acres of just orange groves. I wouldn't doubt it, to be honest. But the reason I mentioned it is because it wasn't the first time something happened like that with an owl. And, it happened two more times a couple years later, and even here in Michigan, now that where I live.
Same type of owl? So
they want revenge.
White owl?
Yeah, they're like revenge.
The snowy barn owl, I suppose, or would be a different owl.
The first time was during the day in my grandpa's farm. The second time was a few years later. I was a junior in high school. Me and my buddies had just, finished hanging. Well, I can't remember what the hell we did, but we were having a cookout. It was already late. A buddy of mine had his BB gun and started shooting at some fucking, I can't remember, wild coyotes or something that were just running around the field. And next thing he knows, we hear a screech, like a loud screech. He's like, I think I hit a bird. So he goes running to the tree and everything, and he just stopped. This dude is like big, beefy dude. I mean, he was I can't even explain it. This dude was, nothing scared him. You know what I mean? He was one of those, oh, nothing scares me. Nothing. No, this dude immediately dropped his BB gun and just ran back. And
everybody is not scared of anything until you have to square up with a fucking owl, like beating feathers in your face.
No, fuck that.
Everybody's hard until that happens.
Yeah, especially when you have to scrap with a witch that's just turned into an owl.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. That's what terrified him. Right where we live, actually, where I was living, is right next to the whole canal system. And he said that as soon as he ran up to the tree and went to the, and like right by the canal, he says he swore he saw the bird or a bird just dip into the water, and he swore he saw it turn into something else. That's all he said. That's all he put in. We're like, all right, bullshit. You drank, whatever. But then, I shit you not, maybe about an hour later, we kept hearing a woman's voice just screaming for help, like just out of nowhere. So, of course, it was like 2 or 3 in the morning at that point. We all had our BB guns. Texas, we're like, fuck, what the hell? What's going on? But then again, we live close to the border. We're used to, having people always crossing and stuff like that, or border patrol at our door, or go inside, we got to do a raid, shit like that. It was normal for our neighborhood, but this was something different. You know what I mean? It just felt weird. So we all started walking. We all went looking down the canal 2x2. And about maybe another 20 minutes later, we decided, no, there's nothing. We didn't see anything. We stopped hearing screams we heard nothing. It was literally just dead silent. So we started walking back to my place, and my buddy just stayed there at my house. He was just freaking out and everything. When we got back to him, he was even more fucking freaked out. And I'm like, what happened? What's going on? He's like, that thing was back. It was an owl. I'm like, okay. But it wasn't a regular owl. It was big. I'm like, what do you mean big? He's like, it was about the size of a little kid. I'm like, owls can get pretty big, right? You sure it wasn't anything else? He's like, no, this thing was spinning its head. It was walking to me slowly. It just looked at me for like a minute, and it just took off. Huh? And I'm like, I didn't see it myself. I saw like movements. I heard shit, but I mean, I can only take his word for it. You know what I mean? Right. But this dude was pale white. He was terrified. He was trembling. He didn't go to school for the next 2 days, to be honest.
But, take day off because owl.
I would, yeah.
Yeah. But the reason I bring it up, and my last story here, I know you guys got to go here. I'm sorry I'm taking a bit, but I moved here to Michigan a couple years ago. I was here at the university, and it was like, I can't remember. It was like early spring or early summer. I can't even remember. But to be honest, it was warm. It was already, winter was gone. It was getting warm. A buddy of mine and I, we just went down to the liquor store to get some cigarettes, and on our way back, I shit you not. There was like three perfectly still perched owls just sitting at the railing of our entrance building. Like,
I've seen like no two one owls in my life.
Yeah, they're not super common.
Exactly, and that's why it just tripped me out. And then three sitting like on the same railing. Of course, not like shoulder to shoulder, but on the same railing and all just staring directly at the door. Like if they were waiting for something or waiting for somebody.
Well, yeah, somebody's getting their invitations to Hogwarts. Like,
that's what I thought. I mean, that's honestly, I'm like, you know what? Fuck it, it might be real. Who knows? I'm waiting for Hagrid. I want to meet his ass. But the thing that gave me, literally, I had a panic attack, and they had my buddy literally took me to the campus the clinic there and everything. While we were walking up those stairs, none of the owls moved, nothing. It just got quiet. It felt weird. But as soon as we were going through the main entrance, there was a woman dressed the same as I remember as a kid, holding just a little weird, like colorful woven bags, you know, like threaded, but like the thick threadings, not necessarily yarn. But she was carrying something in there and it was just like dripping out. And it was like blue. It was like a navy blue liquid, and it just kept spilling. I thought it was ink. And the person and the RA was just asking her, like, who are you here to see? Do you need help? And she wasn't saying a word. She didn't speak. She was just standing there. And this was about 8 years ago now. And it's just, I don't know. And then now lately, I've been having that feeling again. I haven't seen anything, but I've been having that feeling again. And like now I got my kids and one of my youngest, she's 5, and she's been having nightmares lately. And she said there was something at her window. And I'm like, well, what is it? And she kept saying she saw an owl.
Oh, the cycle starting again or something.
Oh my goodness.
Something. Terrifying. And I'm like, I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm like, but me instantly, because as soon as she said that, it triggered something in me. My wife was like, oh, it was nothing. I'm like, no. And even my wife was like, you're really into this, aren't you? I'm like, no, it's been a lot of shit throughout years of this. And I don't know what it is. It's this ominous, weird feeling. And then when it happens again, it's like, I don't know. It's just like, I can't explain the feeling. It's overtaking, honestly. It's a mixture of fear, of doubt. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, but seeing it in my daughter, and my daughter has anxiety, and she's only 5. She has very strong emotions, so for her to wake up and screaming and all that, I even went outside to check one night, Zelle, and I saw little scratches on a window, not on the glass, like on the wood.
Oh fuck!
There's no trees close enough to, you know, my house right here. Well, we live in this complex now, this trailer complex, but there's no trees near us. There's a school right behind us. It's all fencing. So it's like, where the hell or what the hell? But then my oldest daughter also said she saw something one night when she came to get water. She said, because we have a sliding glass door and we don't have a curtain on there or nothing. And all you see back there is dark, dark, dark. She said she just saw something fly by the window, the sliding door back and forth, and that it kept trying to come in, and that she ran to her room because she was scared. And that was the other night. So I don't know. This has been going on for a couple of years, and I'm getting that feeling again, man. I don't know how to explain it. I don't know what it is. Honest shit, it feels like a fucking horror herpes or some shit comes back every few years. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, it seems cyclical in nature, kind of.
It's creepy.
Super creepy. Well, let's hope it stops happening.
That's weird, man.
Well, keep us posted with any other creepy owl sightings that happen in the near future here.
For sure.
We'll be interested to hear.
Like I said, I've been getting that weird feeling, man. And now with my daughters feeling that way and having little incidences, it's just, I don't know. It's like a weird connection, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt. Well, hope for the best. But if something happens, yeah, make sure to let us know.
Yeah, I appreciate it, boys. Man, thanks for, you know, taking my call. And you guys have a good night, right?
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, take care. Drinks for you, by the way.
Hell yeah, cheers.
Cheers, buddy.
Bye.
Have a good one, guys.
Well, that one's pretty creepy.
I was trying to, because I was like, I wasn't sure if it was just that movie, But I was like, someone mentioned in the chat, but I was also trying to look it up. But I thought there was like a connection between the grays and owls.
Oh, well, they do say that sometimes. The big eyes, the short stature, and in the dark and a shadow kind of look weird.
They're owl people.
But let's bring another caller on here. This might be the last one. Maybe one more. We'll see. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey. Hi, can you hear me?
Yep, you're on the show. You're live.
This is Blushing Cat Lady, I'm from Seattle.
Yes, the current theorite of the week, actually.
I knew that knitting would come in handy someday. That was my COVID crap I picked up.
No, that was awesome.
But I called in once before with the ghost butt story, like a long time ago, the disappearing ghost into the closet.
Yeah.
But tonight I have a Glitch in the Matrix story that I've been wanting to share with y'all.
Awesome.
And I've forgotten for literally years or a year. I don't know how long Cosmic Channels has been going. But so I don't know how much I subscribe to various understandings of the universe, but the whole simulation one seems to be kind of the most sensible one, I suppose, in a way.
Oh, 100%. We're just Sims.
Yeah, we're all just Sims, and somebody took the ladder off of my pool. What happened was I had just turned 18, and I was driving home, and I just got a tattoo of my best friend on my arm, a like cartoonish rendition of her. And when I got off of the freeway, it lets you out into this three-lane one-way, three-lane the other, with a median in the middle of the road. And in front of me was this gorgeous, like 1960s classic vintage car, mint colored and cream, like a really noticeable car. And so I'm following this car a little bit because there's nowhere you can turn off. And then we hit stop traffic. So I turned and I looked down at my tattoo, which was on the backside of my arm, because I was new and the tattoos and 18, I wanted to check it out again. And in front of the teal car, there was a truck with logs covering it, or like a, not covering it, but transporting logs.
Mm,
and to its left, there was this black Jeep, and then just tons of cars. I mean, I live in Seattle, so you can imagine just pileups everywhere. So I turned and I looked down at my tattoo and I looked back up and the teal car was gone. And where the teal car was, that black Jeep was now. And there was no movement in the street. There had been no forward movement or backwards movement. And there's nowhere this car could have turned off. And even if it had like switched over a lane or two, it was a distinct enough car that I would have been able to see it. And to this day, I really genuinely cannot explain where that car went other than a glitch in the matrix, because it was such a unique and vintage car.
Mm.
Maybe it was like a what? So,
no, it turned into a black Jeep. That's what the agents drive.
Oh,
they
just, shit.
They phoned in.
Oh, yeah, Will Smith was in the front seat. Got it.
It's
that's Agent Anderson.
Mr. Anderson.
I've had things like that, too, where I've been driving and, like, you know, it'll be, you do the shoulder check, you see a car or whatever, and then you're like, okay, when's it past me? I do a shoulder check again, and I'm like, where did that car turn off, right? Like, where did that car go? The same thing kind of happened to us when we went to Area 51. Like, when we looked back and saw that vehicle, we're like, where the fuck did that guy come
right?
from? Right? Like, it's like, it's weird when that kind of shit happens to you. It's, you know, sometimes I wonder if it's your brain just processing things that aren't there. And you just, because it's seen so many, you know, you shoulder check, you see a car that your brain just, you know, sometimes your brain will just auto put stuff there, like tricks you. And then that because I've had that too, and I always wonder, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I'm like, am I going crazy? I know I saw something.
Yeah, well, I should clarify, the car was in front of me. So when I was following it, and when I got off the freeway onto the highway, the mint green teal car was in front of me. And then in front of that was the log truck. And to its left was the Jeep. The corner left to me was the Jeep. So it wasn't like looking over my shoulder and I see a car. I was looking over my shoulder to look at my tattoo. And then when I turned back,
weird.
Like about, it was just gone.
That's super strange.
I mean, Seattle is, is an old city, and maybe, I have a lot of opinions and thoughts on ghosts and the sixth dimension and all that, but that can be another call for another time. But
well, and we've talked about the stone tape theory too, right? A whole bunch of it's times like on the there. Show. So, yeah, right. And it's just maybe you just happen to see it.
You just like that's just being relived all the time. That old car in that certain location.
Yeah, because and it was just freaky because it's not like it was gone and there was a space. It was like it was gone and the black Jeep was in front of me now, and there was now a car where the black Jeep had been, but there was no gap. I mean, this was like rush hour stopped traffic, bumper to bumper,
right?
With no turnoff in the sidewalk. So it was like a car just disappeared and another car took its place. I thought, we don't get a lot of Glitch in the Matrix stories on here.
No, and that's
And I'm sure tons of people listening can. I think you've opened up a new category of people calling, and they're going to be calling us about glitches in the Matrix, because I think so many people can, have in common with their story.
Yeah, I looked left. There's a black cat. I looked back. The same cat. Was it the same cat or was it a different cat? I think it was the same cat. Boom! Change something.
And then, no, just kidding. I won't tie up the lines because I'm sure other people are as excited to get on here as I am. But thanks for taking my call, and I think you guys are great. And I visited Canada for the first time this weekend, and that felt very cool.
Where'd you go?
Cleaner than America. Just Vancouver. I'm turning 30, and I've never been outside of the country.
Oh, nice. All right.
Oh, nice.
I recommended you go to check out the Commodore Ballroom. Did you go do that?
No, we ended up just making it a day trip. So we went to Chinatown and we went to dim sum restaurant there. And
nice.
Kind of. And I thought about the Mongoose stories a few times. Kind of rough downtown.
The downtown east side of Vancouver is not Canada's brightest spot. That's
for
sure.
It's a human zoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, driving into Canada over, driving into Vancouver, there's that bridge. I don't know what bridge it is, but that cityscape was gorgeous with those mountains in the back. It's really, really beautiful up there. That's coming from a Seattle.
Vancouver's not too different from Seattle, but I guess maybe the mountains are a little closer to the city. I've only been to Seattle when I was pretty young, so I don't really remember.
Well, you should come back sometime. I don't know, maybe host a podcast event or something. I'm just throwing some ideas out there.
That would be an easier one for us to go. We could actually drive there in a relatively short time. All right. Hey, thanks very much for the call.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys have a wonderful night.
All right, and we'll talk to you again.
Take care of yourself.
Bye.
Bye. Well, I mean, that's full-time Cosmic Channels. That's full 60 minutes right there.
Yeah.
Do you want to take an overtime call?
This better be good. This is the one overtime call. This better be good.
One overtime call.
This better be fucking good.
All right. You're on Cosmic Channels overtime.
All right. Let's hear it. Let's hear your story.
What's up, boys?
What's up? Who are we talking with?
It's Cody from Manitoba.
Cody from Manitoba. All right, man. Overtime call. What do you got for us?
So quick story. My daughter the other day, my 9-year-old was telling me a story about how she has a ghost friend, apparently.
Okay.
Which was weird. Apparently, I forget what she said his name was, but she's got some kind of ghost friend, and he's originally from Africa and stuff like this, and he's about her age. Apparently he's on a trip right now, but he comes and sees her every once in a while, about once a week or every couple of weeks, she said. So I thought that was a little bit weird.
That's a little bit weird.
Is it weird that he's from Africa, or is it weird that she's a ghost? She's a, like, she's an imaginary friend. I would be more concerned if your daughter didn't have an imaginary friend.
Yeah. I thought it was just weird that there was like a scheduling situation going on there.
Hey, imaginary friends are busy, man. They got to do stuff. They got lives just like us, man.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah. They got lives, I guess.
Hey, they're from a different dimension, man. They got shit to do.
Yeah, they could do whatever they want. They're imaginary friends. They can go anywhere, be anywhere, anytime.
Any world.
Man, you wish your life were like that.
Yeah.
Schedule
with my friends. That'd be awesome.
Did you ask your daughter what part of Africa? Africa's a big place. Like,
quite a big spot.
Is he from South Africa? Is he from Egypt? Is he from like the Côte d'Ivoire?
Hey, Cody, you got to start sussing out if she's full of shit or not, right? We need details.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, what city is he from? What streets he living on?
Is he from Somalia?
Start getting some details, right? And then if she starts giving you ones where you're like, oh, shit.
She pulls obscure town from Ethiopia you've never heard of.
What if he's some kind of Somalian pirate? You want some kind of Somalian pirate running around your house? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she said that he was originally from Brandon, but from where I was from, but that his family originally came from Africa or something like that. So I don't know.
Interesting.
Okay.
We gotta get more details from her.
Well, if this is like some type of ghost thief trying to get on your internet browser and steal your passwords for your banking account, you got to watch out.
Yeah. If he's from Nigeria and he claims to be a prince, don't
give him $10,000.
If your daughter starts talking about all these gold bricks she's about to inherit, then you're in trouble.
Is your daughter asking you for $10,000 to free up some funds that are held in escrow or something?
Yeah.
My daughter's always asking me for money, but that's just because she's my daughter and she thinks I have money all the time. So.
Awesome.
You know.
All right, that was the perfect overtime call.
Yeah.
We're done for the night. Cody. That was awesome, man. Thanks, Cody.
First off, big shout out to Cody. Brandon Amada. He gave us a big $15 tip there to drink some beer.
Thank you,
Brandon Amada. Legend. I got a beer.
I was going to give you a shout out sooner, but conspiracy came on. See ya, Cody. Cody Toba.
All right, you guys take it easy.
All right, peace, Cody.
That's it for Cosmic Channels.
Bam, 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 bam.
Boom, another episode of Cosmic Channels in the books. Next recording. You know the schedule now. Second and fourth Sunday of the month. When people always ask, when are you guys recording? It's easy. You look at your calendar, you count. So next one, you're going to go to June. You're going to go, first Sunday is the 5th, so not that Sunday. Second Sunday is the 12th. We'll be back. Same time, same cosmic place. Cosmic Channels is brought to you by Big Theory Productions. The Cosmic Channels are now closed.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant, Sweet Tango Apples, guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples, too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.